Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
High-speed chase through the city leads to suspect arrested on 16 separate charges and causing $10,000 in damages. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Monday morning around 9 a.m., deputies observed a green 2017 Dodge Ram 1500 going 36 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone on South Douglas Highway near Camel Drive. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies tried to stop the truck, but the driver refused to pull over and drove through the McDonald's parking lot in an attempt to get away, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. While driving through the lot, the Dodge hit three parked vehicles, causing extensive damage. The truck then led three deputies in a pursuit through the city. During the chase, the driver intentionally tried to hit a Gillette police patrol car, but lost control and slid into a yard on South Butlerspath Road. Reynolds said the Dodge sped out of the yard and back onto the roadway, heading south on Butlerspath, where he hit a pickup truck broadside that was also traveling on the road. After hitting the pickup, the Dodge continued driving southbound at around 90 miles per hour toward the Walgreens parking lot. Upon entering the lot, the truck lost control and hit the northwest corner of the building. The male driver, along with a female passenger, exited the truck and fled from the scene on foot. After a short foot chase by Gillette police officers and sheriff's deputies, the man was caught in the Dairy Queen parking lot. The 44-year-old man, identified as Rusty Locke of Gillette, had two felony arrest warrants for bond revocation on six original charges of possession of a controlled substance, as well as a felony warrant out of Natrona County for violation of a protection order. Further investigation revealed Locke is a non-compliant sex offender who deputies have been attempting to locate. It was discovered Locke was not the owner of the Dodge Ram he was driving. The 64-year-old man who owned the truck had not given him permission to drive it. The passenger, a 24-year-old woman, was also apprehended but was questioned and released. Locke was arrested and transported to the jail. During the almost 10-minute chase, Locke hit four separate vehicles, attempted to hit a Gillette police patrol car, caused damage to the yard on Butlerspath, and crashed into Walgreens, causing damage to the building. The estimated cost of damage as a result of the pursuit is over $10,000. His list of charges include felony aggravated assault and battery, felony failure to register as a sex offender, felony aggravated eluding, hit and run of an unattended vehicle, two counts of hit and run of an attended vehicle, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, speeding, and his three felony arrest warrants. He will be held at the detention center until his arraignment. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.